From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Opponents of a proposed data center in Box Elder County are now suing the county. KUER's Emily Pulsander has more.
The group Box Elder Accountability Referendum, or BEAR, filed a lawsuit against the county commission yesterday. They want to let voters weigh in on the project through a ballot referendum. But last month, the county attorney's office rejected two applications, saying the proposed referendums fall outside the scope of land use law. BEAR believes that decision was biased and now wants Utah's first district court to overturn it. The group is worried about the center's impact on the environment. They say it'll harm air quality and use a lot of water to cool down computers. The Utah Division of Air Quality says the data center won't make the air worse, and developers say they'll use a closed-loop system to conserve water. It's slated to be a 40,000-acre development, but Utah's Senate President Stuart Adams wants to cut that down to 10,000 acres. Emily Pulsander, KUER News.
Utah Democrats are not happy after Governor Spencer Cox declared June Fidelity Month. In the past, Cox has recognized June as Pride Month. That's the celebration of LGBTQ plus rights and history. Fidelity Month is a conservative movement recognizing traditional values of faith, family, and patriotism. Republican states are increasingly adopting Fidelity Month over official Pride declarations. In a statement, Democratic State Senator Jen Plum said she was angry and disappointed in Cox's decision to replace Pride with Fidelity Month. Utah House and Senate Democrats say Pride is for everyone and that the state, quote, needs leaders who bring people together. Utah will spend more than $5 million this year to help endangered plants and animals. One project will remove invasive carp at Utah Lake to make it easier for the June sucker to thrive. Federal money is backing that work, too. Earlier this year, Utah Lake Authority got more than $1 million to get rid of carp. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources will also fund research on a bird called the Wilson's phalarope. Bird advocates recently asked the federal government to list it under the Endangered Species Act. The state money will also go to rare plant and insect programs through a partnership with Utah State University. The University of Utah is launching a new master's degree in financial technology. It's in response to growing demand at the intersection of finance, data, and emerging technologies. A 2025 report from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute and the Hughes FinTech Center underscores the need. It shows 67 Utah companies supported 8,000 jobs in the sector and created over $1 billion in annual wages. The average salary was more than $131,000, double the state average. You're listening to KUER News.